Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're invited. Join Bloomies in the Mosaic District for an art stroll on Saturday, June 18th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and shop one-of-a-kind art by local artists. Pop by with your family and friends to also enjoy Bites by Colada Shop. And watch Chalk Riot in action as they paint the sidewalk murals in front of our store. Plus, get store-wide savings during our Buy More, Save More event. See you there.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to plug it in.
Well, you're having a lot of difficulty there.
Well, it's this new camcorder. People want to know what we look like when we're recording for some reason.
Is that safe?
I doubt it. Not the way it's perched. Yvette and Glenn.
Oh, it only looks 16.
It's very young looking, isn't it? Young and fresh.
Here we are in Droylsden, as per. And of course, we've got the beautiful Glenn Hunt.
Hello there.
Hello. I always talk like that when I introduce us. Why do I do that? With a stupid
voice.
It's
nice, though.
It's not. I don't like it.
I like it. I think our listeners like it as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll continue.
It's the pleasantries, you know, when you open the door to someone.
Yes. Well, I'm going to speak like that now. And of course myself, Yvonne Fondling. And then the beautiful, gorgeous, sexy beast is Carl Beattie.
Hello.
Yes. And then...
Over here.
And then we have to my right and to your left and to the listeners' speakers, we have Agnes, my mother.
Yay!
And to Agnes's right and to your left, Ivy, we have Angela.
Yay!
And on Angela's lap, we have her new boyfriend. No. we've got Meggie the Wonder Dog.
Hello, Meggie the Wonder Dog.
She does like to sit in.
She does. Now, can I just say before... Yeah. Get them out.
Do you want me to whop them out on the table?
Whop them out on the table.
Right, I'm going to whop my cheesy balls out on the table then. Are you impressed?
I'm very impressed.
Is officially started.
Oh, yes. I've been looking forward to this.
Yeah, don't knock your wine over.
Oh, no, I know. I do like my wine. Don't take it too far away.
Oh, no. Yvette's moved.
Oh, we have missed. It's been a while since we've done a podcast because we've been very busy with summer holidays and...
I know, and school starting and for the kids and cars having MOT. I'll get to that story in a bit. Would you like a finger in the meantime?
Well, after I've sucked on the cheesy ball, then I'll suck on a finger.
Okay. Yeah. Now, what's... You requested today that I get some squirty cream.
Yes, because I could see them... Look at my mother's face. Not on my carpet. No.
It's quite chilled.
Well, I thought, I don't know, we could play a game with the squirty cream.
Not around this house, you're not. You're not? No, no. Not.
Well.
No, new squirty cream.
Yeah, but you don't know what I'm going to say now.
Go on then.
I was going to say, I don't know, we'd have to say, in change your name at some point, we'd have to say somebody's name while somebody squirts a little bit of squirty cream in the other person's mouth.
Love it.
I thought that'd be quite amusing.
Okay, we'll definitely switch the camcorder on for that.
Yes, now,
definitely.
Do you want to explain the camcorder?
Yes, right. People have been saying, what's it look like during a podcast? So, I've... I've been online and I've ordered a camcorder and a tripod and a microphone, and it's perched on a chair at the end of the table.
Do you know this production?
It's not switched on yet.
Very, very expensive.
No expense spent, as I always say.
No expense spent. It's very, very good.
So we can switch it on now. And the thing is, like, because it's a new camera and it's quite cheap, I've no idea if it's going to record. So this is an experiment. So it won't be till after you're hearing this and you've looked on YouTube in a couple of weeks from now.
If there's nothing on there.
If there's nothing on there, it didn't record.
It didn't work. Is it made out of paper?
It might as well be. Shall I go over and switch it on?
Go and switch it on.
Let's have a look then.
Go and see.
He's technically minded. Very technically minded.
He's very good, isn't he?
He's very good.
He's very good. He's very... Oh, there we go. What's it called? Berserker?
It looks like it.
That's its nickname from now on.
There we are.
Hello!
Find the record button. That's
there you are.
That's at the back usually, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, I'm a cameraman, I should know these.
That's pause.
No, it's flashing the red light's on. So, hello, YouTube watchers.
Hello, YouTube watchers.
We've already started the podcast.
Hello. Welcome to our fabulous Anytime podcast.
Yeah, this is my mum.
Hello, this is my dog.
There's Maggie. And this is the house in Droylsden.
This is Agnes, my mum. Just wave at the camera over there. There you go. And so we're on that. If Carl, at any time you want to pick the camera up and wave it in our faces, by all means.
I certainly will. I'd love to pick things up and wave them in people's faces.
Certainly does.
He said that whilst looking at it.
Anyway, let's get on to it. Let's get down to it.
Right.
Glenneth. Yes. How was your day?
Well, my day was interesting because my car has been due its MOT. Now, I don't know if people in other countries have this kind of
thing. Wait a moment.
Go on. No, it's not a joke.
Yeah, but why have you got that stupid look on your face?
Because it's unsurprisingly car-related, my problem.
Okay, as long as it's not one of your really crap jokes.
No, it's not a crap. Okay, well, not that joke about they couldn't fix the brakes so they made the horn louder. It was...
You told that one before.
Several times.
I know, but it makes me laugh. It's really funny. I like that.
So for those listening outside of the United Kingdom...
Stickled me!
The MOT is done on a vehicle that is over 3 years old every year to make sure its emissions are okay and it does have things that basically make it run okay. And you know, it was pissing it down with rain today. We've had high winds and all of that. And the nearest garage to me is about a mile away. So I had to drive my car up to this garage,
and
I had to walk all the way back down my leafy cobbled street. And who rocks up in the forecourt of the garage as I drop my car off?
Brad Pitt.
No, only Ali, the wife.
Oh, love!
She's come to take me home again.
Oh, bless
She's
her.
She's been
heart.
Having an affair with a mechanic.
Well, maybe I caught her out. Well, this is what happened. She went, "Oh, I didn't see you when you stepped out the door, so I've just come to say I won't see you tonight because you're podcasting. So I'll see you tomorrow. I'm off to work."
And she left you.
And off she went.
No. Mind you, we're only hearing it from your side of the story, Glenn.
Yeah, but I'm sure. Believe his side of the story.
No, well, I'm sure.
She was late for work.
There you go. If
that's
she was here now, she'd say something else.
Actually, if she's here now, she'd go, "Yeah, of course I bloody well left him on the garage."
She would actually, wouldn't she? That's very true.
She doesn't hold back. So how was your day?
Did you call your wife an old bag? Did you say old bag?
No, I said she doesn't hold back.
It does sound like she's an old bag.
Wow.
Oh, my God. So sorry, Ali. My hearing is going really bad.
What?
Sorry.
So how was your day?
How was my day?
You talk, I'll eat a cheesy ball.
Yeah. What did I do today? I just did loads and loads of housework and ironing and washing. And what else happened? I picked up dog poo. Around the garden.
With a bag?
No.
With your bare hands?
No, with my bare hands, with my mouth. No.
Chocolate finger?
Yeah, nice. I went round with my shovel.
Right.
And, picked up dog poo. And have you ever picked up dog poo in wet grass?
Yes.
And the poo is actually wet? I was actually swearing and calling this turd all the names.
I know how it feels.
It wouldn't.
You're sitting there with your shoulder and going, "Come on, you piece of shit."
This is an impression. Please excuse my French, but this is exactly what I was doing. You fucking piece of shit. Get on the fucking Jesus fucking God. Jesus, Jesus, cheap piece of
fucking shit.
I'd be doing the same if it was
me. And it wouldn't go in, and then I'm scraping it on the side of the thing, trying to get it off, and it's stuck like glue. So I had a really shitty day.
There's nothing worse, though, when dogs shit on the grass, though, because even if you've got a bag and you try and grab it up...
Sorry, you just reminded me.
It's like it becomes threaded within the...
Exactly.
And you can't. You end up pulling up a clump of glass. Oh, you're worried that your finger goes through the bag. Oh, yeah. That's the worst thing. Awful.
I blamed the dog. I was actually saying, for fuck's sake, Arthur, why can't you go on the bloody gravel? Why have you got to go on this bloody grass? I think, you poor dog, what does he know? I've just spat cheesy ball at the microphone.
That's why it's got those cover over there.
Is that what it's for? Oh my god. So that was my day. It was shit. Yeah. Well, how was your day?
My day was one of those days where, you know, you think there's a conspiracy against everything you're doing.
Oh, yeah. Oh yes, you were.
Started off
like
with
that.
The house. The house has been there for 400 or so years.
Yeah.
The beams have been there for 400.
The beams have been there
for 400 or so years. and I've lived there for about 14 years.
Yeah.
But so when I banged my head on one of the beams, it was the beams' fault. The house's fault. But my fault. And then I got into to get in the car. Of course, I dropped my phone on the gravel and all this kind of stuff. I went in to buy another car because unfortunately my beloved Prius.
We call it Fanny because it's like a vagina.
Oh yeah,
no, it's like getting into a vagina. When you're sitting in it, it's like sitting in a vagina.
I wouldn't know what that's like.
And
anyway,
I've missed his face. Obviously, you look like you're sucking a lemon. Just the word vagina.
When I'm in Fanny, it's obviously a lot tighter than what I'm used to.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But it's
that's
a
the
great
German
car.
Word for it, isn't it?
It is.
Nice and tight.
What?
Hey?
What?
Who?
What?
Pardon? I never said anything.
Never. And the trouble, I did 150,000 miles in this car, and unfortunately, I took it to RRG in Salford.
Oh, really? For all your Toyota needs?
Yes, for a service.
Oh, my God.
Because the brakes were graunching a little bit. And anyway, I took it to them. They came, said, we've done the brakes.
They couldn't fix them, so they made the horn loud.
So brakes are fine. I drove it away. They're still graunching. So I went back and I said, oh, the brakes are still graunching.
Those
brakes. We've had a look and they're fine. There's nothing wrong with them. It's just a Prius thing. So I said, okay, so the brakes are fine. The graunching is going to stop. Bear in mind, this is a Toyota dealership.
Yeah.
I drove it. Next day, I had to be down in Essex. So I drove all the way down to Essex, all the way back. And the graunch was getting worse and worse and worse. So I thought, this is ridiculous. Took it to another Toyota garage in...
I don't
Nantwich,
know.
Wasn't it?
I've
Nantwich.
Lost the will to live, yes.
And now I feel like doing sex. And we got there, and they came out and said, should have had your brakes checked. It's not only done all your brakes, but your calipers are done. It's going to cost thousands of pounds. So anyway, we realised that the other company, and they did say, okay, yeah, we didn't do your brakes. So they paid for it all.
They fessed up.
Then literally a week later, the engine blows up. And it's because, I think it's because, I have no proof of this, but I think it's because if they didn't do the brakes, they didn't do the service properly,
and
the head gasket's gone on the car, which is a new engine, 10 grand.
Yes.
So anyway, I had to get a new car, so I went to Liverpool today to buy a new car.
What have you got?
A Prius.
Have you not learned your lesson?
I was saying the same thing. It's like, why do you need to go and get another
one? I'm not getting another Alfa Romeo, put it that way.
No, exactly.
Great cars, at the end of the day, they cost you nothing to run. And literally, every weekend, I'm up and down this country like you wouldn't believe.
True. Mm-hmm.
And I did 150,000 miles in only a few years in the other car.
You have to tell me, I know.
Well, shall we ask the mothers?
Yes. What have you been doing? Now, you're going to have to speak up, ladies.
You are, you're going to have to lean in.
This car, I mean, it's driving me up the wall.
Who?
Yesterday, what? The cat.
Oh, the cat, yeah.
Yesterday, it wouldn't eat any food. Anything you put down, like, you know, and I thought, oh, I've had enough of this. Like, anyway, three bowls, one after the other. Take your pick. You get no more after that.
You give the cat multiple choice dinners.
Yes, yes.
He gets better fed than I do when I go around.
Anyway, that was yesterday. Anyway, today, always look to see what he's got in his mouth at the patio door. If he's got a mouse, like, you pour a let him in. And, of course, there were no mouse. So, and he comes, goes over to his dinner. He took his dinner today. And, of course, caught my eye, the big spider.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I thought, oh my God, I'll get that. So anyway, I swear, I got this duster, got a hood it. Got it out the back door.
A hood it? What's that? A hood it? Got a hold of it.
Got this big duster and got a hold of it. And then
you did what?
I got a hold of it. Hold.
Angus is gone. Angus is gone.
Don't make me laugh. You made my teeth come out.
From which end?
Anyway, I've got rid of this spider. And I went round to the other side of the island. And of course, there's a flipping frog.
Oh, what?
And it's hopping the...
No!
I don't know how the hell I got in.
Oh.
Anyway, I managed to do the same thing. I got the duster and threw it right over the top. That's the one you must
is
have
is that the dead frog I saw on the drive when I came to pick you up? Wow.
My God, you've had an adventure, haven't you?
So, yeah, that's what's happened.
It's like
yeah,
Blue Planet in your own kitchen, isn't it?
It is Blue Planet. Well, yeah. You've had a... Mum had a similar experience. Go on.
Well, I don't... It was just that the dog... The dog got a mouse in its mouth. And as you know, I don't like mice. Yes, the dog had this mouse in its mouth. What's up?
It sounds like a children's story, doesn't it?
So you were letting her in from outside?
No, I let her out from inside.
I'm confused now.
No, I let her out. Wow. And as I let her out, she dived. She went straight for the little hole that's at the bottom of the gate.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah,
she went straight for that. She was growling and going... And she was going for something.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know what it was at the time, so I just said, "The Maggie, what's the matter?" Like you do. And then she came out and she'd got this thing in her mouth. And yeah, it was too big for a mouse. It was too big for a field mouse. Well, anyway, I just flipped because I don't like mice. You know I don't like mice.
She once frogs. Called the fire brigade.
I did.
Did you?
They couldn't believe it. I think they must have had a good laugh, but they did have to go to the show.
Oh gosh, microphone's collapsing.
The microphone's
collapsing boredom.
Oh my god! It's a sign.
And I thought, what can I do? I just panicked so much and crying, 999. And I did, and I phoned them, which service do you require? Fire brigade, quick. Help me, please. Honest, that's what I was like the other day. Help me, please. And they said, what a good, calm down. Anyway, cut a long story short, they just said...
Fuck off.
Now something else for you. In our absence of podcasting,
are you good Chinese?
In absence of podcasting,
yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think I am. You had a birthday, didn't you?
Oh,
yeah,
happy birthday!
So I've not got you anything. No, so I'll give you a little something.
Oh, nearly dropped it.
No, Glennon, would it be a bottle of something?
It might be.
That's very kind.
There you go. So that's for you. And I know that because you're married to Carly, he might is in danger of feeling left out. So I've got you some jar of pickle bags. Oh, to the camera. There you go.
Prosecco. I
like. There's a little card in there as well.
Oh, lovely.
These.
I'm going to snog you when we're going. Thank you so very much.
Just for everyone at home, I've got pickled eggs and they are food of the gods. I will go through all of these.
Oh, I know you will.
You attack them.
I said that about licorice. And I bought you loads of licorice.
What's this say? The birthday girl just loved her new support pants. Time to open the chocolate. This is the pant. Where are those glasses?
Yeah.
Have a very happy birthday with lots of love from Glenn, Ali, Jamie and Toby. Thank you so very much. That's so kind.
So, do you know what? We've done How Was Your Day? We've exchanged presents.
Yes.
And on the running order here says Correspondence Corner.
Ooh! We need young William to...
Is he still in the cupboard?
All this time he's been in the cupboard. Well...
Correspondent Corner. Another message from another caller. Correspondent Corner. Leave a message and we might get back to you.
Yay!
There you go.
Bless him.
Well done, Will.
Do you know what? He does no warming up. He's been in that cupboard under the stairs for weeks and weeks and weeks.
A bit like Harry Potter.
There, yeah.
In there and back out. Again.
And there he is. And we've had lots and lots and lots and lots
have
of emails,
we?
As you can imagine. Now, we can't read all of them out, so I've just randomly picked some and printed them out here.
Okay.
So here come the first of the emails dropping in. This one comes from John 25275.
Stop that.
Sounds like he's in the army. Oh, are you going for the egg?
Oh, going for
the egg. Why are you going for... Oh, it stinks. I hate those eggs. John 275.
Yeah. He'll know who that is. Hi, Yvette, Carl, Glenn, mothers and dogs.
Yes.
I've finally finished binge listening to all 23 podcasts and can't tell you the amount of times I've nearly spat my drink out, choked on food or hurt my ribs from laughing so much at your various stories.
Oh my God.
And I've got to say, Angela is so lucky to live in Droylsden.
I know.
I'm hoping that... There was no protesting there. Did you notice this?
Yeah.
I was hoping that with much hard work, I too may be able to move there one day. It sounds amazing.
It is amazing.
It does sound amazing.
Because we're here.
Where is it?
Yeah, you're right.
No, it's the smell of the pickled
eggs.
So freaking disgusting. I hate them so much. And I've just given you daggers for continually supplying him with them.
If you drink the Prosecco, you'll not notice.
That's very true.
There you go.
Carry on.
Anyhow, hearing about Glenn's car troubles, I was too having a look round for a car, and I found the perfect one for me, the right type, colour, engine size, and it had all the toys I needed. It was only after putting down a deposit and looking at the photo of it that I realised it was meant to be. I'm not a person who believes in fate, but I think the car came to me for a reason, as I'm a big fan of your podcasts and your TV programme. Now, I just have to know, how do I tell my girlfriend with the registration number reads, or shall I keep it to myself? Keep up the good work. Can't wait for the next podcast. John Hendrick. By the way, I've christened the car Fanny, he says.
But we're spreading our fannies.
We are spreading our fannies.
It's the magic word. Go on and spread the word.
It is.
The picture hasn't come through of the registration number, though. That's kind of mysterious, isn't it?
That's pretty mysterious.
Maybe it was some, maybe the registration number
was to do with the name of the car.
Maybe it's VAG, V-A-G.
666.
666, yeah. Oh my God, what a great number plate.
Yeah.
I would have that, wouldn't you?
I've been through
VAG
a phase of seeing loads of car number plates with 666 on them.
Lately. I wouldn't have 666.
No,
I'm only a bit of a devil. I've got 333 on the end of the
three.
I'm
half a devil.
I'm half a devil.
Fred's has got 666 on it.
I've seen
he's got a 666 number plate and also a BAFTA number plate.
I know.
It's very posh.
This is very posh.
Thank you for your email.
Yes, thank you. Now, here's one from Rachel Schultz, who says,
Hello,
Yvette, Glenn and all the gang. I have finally had the time to catch up on the latest podcast, and as always, I was pissing my knickers. But I have found myself missing my Yvette and Glenn fix, so I have been watching old TV episodes of you all, and I found Living with Yvette and Carl on YouTube, which was fab to watch, and I was surprised to see Fred in the episodes. He hasn't changed at all. I know...
Well, you get to a certain age.
Yeah, bless him.
And you just stay there.
He's constantly wetting himself.
He's been mummified.
Oh, is that what it is? He's been embalmed.
Yeah, embalmed. That was always a funny smell with Fred. Is it the embalming fluid?
That's what we're... Let's go with that.
I thought it was just the mothballs in his clothes or something. I know other people who write in and give their number, so can you call for a chat? Here's my number, she says.
Oh, yeah.
Now, before we do give her a ring, it says, also, can you give a little shout out to my sister Nicola? She's a big fan of the show and the podcast. Actually, what a great surprise it would be if we could call her and see how her day was. We've got her number. I'm thinking what we should do is phone Rachel and then we conference call her sister as a
Brilliant.
Surprise.
Okay,
that is
sounds
absolutely
good.
Genius.
Shall we see if this is going to work?
Let's see if it's going to work.
While
it's
you're
very
doing
technical.
That, I'm going to have another pickled egg.
No, please don't. They are so rancid. If you love me, you won't have one.
Oh, so you can't
no,
throw
no, no, no,
out
no, because
there.
Save it. Save it for when you've got those nights on. You like to stay up on the weekend.
No,
and
I,
please,
I stay up on the weekends at working.
Please don't. I'll wind her up if she answers.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, is that Rachel? Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hello, yes. Rachel. I wondered if you could help me. I wondered if you would be interested in a PPI deal.
What?
Have you ever claimed for PPI?
What are you talking about, Fiona?
I'm sorry, I'm not Fiona. I'm here to talk about PPI. Have you ever claimed any of it? Have you ever thought about that?
Oh! Let's phone her back before she phones her sister, thinking it was a sister.
She's on the phone to the owner.
Here's the thing, right? Don't email us asking to ring you and then hang up on us.
Yeah, but she doesn't know it's us.
Let's phone her sister. This will be an ultimate surprise then, really.
If her sister's called
her sister is called Nicola. Do you know, when they listen back to this, they'll be gutted.
Welcome to GiftGaff's voicemail. Can't take your call at the moment. Yeah. Please leave your message after the tone. You can re-record your message by pressing hash at any time.
So we ring you from the podcast, right? We ring her and she doesn't pick up the bloody phone. I mean, how freaking rude is that?
It's outrageous, isn't
it? It's outrageous. And then we ring her sister pretending to be PPI people.
Yeah, and she was the one who came up with the idea in the first
place. Exactly, and she put the phone down on me.
You've got Yvette Fielding and Glenn Hunt on the phone.
On the phone. Well, we just can't win, really. We'll try them again in about 5-10 minutes if she listens to her answering machine message.
I don't know if they deserve to be called back.
I don't think they'd be.
What kind of society are we living in?
How bad one.
Well, bye-bye. We might try again later if we're not too sidetracked.
Yeah.
There we are. So that was them.
That was them.
We'll turn the page.
Yeah.
How bizarre would it be, though, you actually not even expecting, because you're not the one who sent the email in, you're not expecting a call and suddenly you get Yvette Fielding and Glenn Hunt phoning you up.
Do you know what's going to happen? She'll get that answer phone message. Then she'll phone her sister up and say, you'll never believe it, he's on my answer phone.
Did somebody try and ring PPI? They'll be trying. Oh my God, there was a Scottish woman who tried to sell me PPI. That was her. That's good.
Emma Jones writes in. She says, hi everyone. Well, where to start? Having been a lifelong fan of the TV from the very start, I can't get over how funny you all are listening to the podcast.
Oh, that's a bit of a surprise, isn't it, darling?
Well, people used to sort of running around scared, swearing and falling over.
That's very true. Yeah. And here we are, being daft as a brush. Me and my partner of 16 years have always watched you on the telly. I remember we used to walk around to my Tade's house.
Tade's?
That was Welsh for granddad, as he had Sky TV back then and we didn't. Me and the other half, we always said and thought that you were a little mischievous from snippets we picked up on the show over the years. So when you're together and you have these little bits of silliness going on. They're going, they're a bit rum, these two. But never could we imagine you were all so funny, especially you, Yvette. Crack me up. I'm sure you'll make a joke out of that.
Oh, crack me. Well, yes.
Anywho, keep up the great work. How amazing is it to have a bunch of friends who can all laugh as much as you guys do on the podcast? That's priceless. I'll be listening in. A new fan of the podcast, Emma Jones. Well, thank you, Emma.
Thank you, Emma.
Keeping an eye on things over the years. Callum Toyne's been
in
touch.
Sorry, stop. We've just been looking at it. He's just put his finger. His glasses have just fallen out of his.
Oh, there you are.
There
you
are.
Just interject.
Yeah.
Do you want some custard and cake?
Oh, I'd love some custard and cake.
Oh. Go on then, yes.
If anyone doesn't, they're not welcome.
Do you want me to come and do it, Mark?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Carry on.
Callum Toyne's been in touch. Hi, Yvette and Glenn.
Hi, Callum.
And the rest of you. Hi, Callum. And the rest of you who might be sat at the table. As always, I love Podcast 23. I still can't believe you've been doing this for about a year and a half now.
Wow, have we been?
Yeah. It's flown by, isn't it?
So much fun.
I know.
Love it.
Anyways, I recently, as a 16-year-old who's trying to stay with the trends, have been trying to get into the re-uprising, can't think of a better word, of vinyl among the millennials.
Oh yes, we like a bit of vinyl.
Callum's question is, this leads me to ask, what was the first ever vinyl record you all purchased and or whether you bought or own any limited edition items? Looking forward to listening to number 24 and hopefully with your answers, Callum Toyne.
Does it have to be vinyl record or just any 12-inch pieces of plastic?
Oh, for goodness sake. I didn't get what... I actually thought he was talking about a 12-inch. Listen to my mum rifling around in the drawers.
He's crazy.
What was the first...
That's the sound I made when I put my hand down my knees. Clattering of cutlery. Clattering of metal. The old chastity belt. The padlock slamming against the girdle.
The gusset.
The boffin's bleeding.
What is it about the word gusset?
I don't know. It's wrong.
That's a great name, isn't it? Gusset. I wonder if somebody's called Gusset. I bet there is.
There will be later. Somewhere in the world.
Gusset.
Yeah. You change your name.
You won't say Gusset.
So, have you bought anything on vinyl? What was your first record, Carl?
Funny enough, the first record I ever had was given to me by my mum and dad. And it was an Elvis Presley battle. It was Kind of Falling in Love on one on the B side and Hound Dog on the A side.
Oh, class.
And strangely enough, Kind of Falling in Love was the first song I ever got and was the last song Elvis ever sung on stage.
Really?
Spooky.
It was a little bit spooky.
What was your first vinyl?
Mine was from 1983.
Yes.
It was on 7-inch single Eddie Grant and Electric Avenue.
Ah! Wow.
We get a bill from the Electric Company. Avenue. Oh, no, Electric Avenue. No, but it was a great song.
That
was
a
really
good
cool
one. I liked Eddie Grant.
Yeah, he was ace, wasn't he? Yeah. Was he in a band in the 60s as well, or something like
know.
That?
He's probably. Gone,
well, but he's a great singer.
What was your first one?
My first one, we've discussed this before, was Duke of Earl by the Darts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I remember just going to Woolworths and getting so excited about buying the vinyl. Do you remember they were in the top 10?
Mm.
And they were there in a line.
Yeah.
And I used to absolutely love it. And I remember my mum saying, I'm going to Woolworths. Each week she'd say, I'll go and get you, what record would you like? And I think they were £1 or £1.50.
Sounds about right.
To get your vinyl.
You couldn't afford records when I was a kid.
No, you used to have to just sing them, didn't you?
That's, yeah, on the paper realm.
Yeah.
One of my favourite songs is...
Sorry to interrupt. What the friggin' hell is she doing in that kitchen?
I have no idea.
She's put the kettle on.
No, she's plugged herself in.
What are you plugging in now?
What, she has no concept whatsoever of radio, absolutely nothing.
Well, you've got to remember, from her
TV.
Point of view, we're in our house.
I know. I must have told you the story about this. She'll deny it. But we were doing a Most Haunted Live. I interrupted you, didn't I, sweetheart?
It's fine, I'm married. I
I'm so sorry.
That's fine. You're only apologising because you're on the radio. Normally, you wouldn't.
I do apologise if I interrupt you. My God. Mm. Anyway. We were doing a Most Haunted Live. There we were, Halloween night, a few years ago. Mother's in the front seat. And I'm doing a seance or something, and it's all like, quiet now, please, as we bring the lights down. Is there anybody there? Is there anybody there? All of that. And all you could hear was this.
Oh, yeah. I remember it well.
And this.
That's my vet up there.
I looked at her. She's got a blanket across her knees, a flask on the floor, and she's got a bag of sweets on her knee. And I actually look at her live on air and I go, like that. I was absolutely. Later on, she went, what did you do that? That's because you were making so much bloody noise. That's why.
Don't go to the cinema with Angela.
Oh, she's
absolutely.
She has no.
Sweets.
Listen to her. We're doing. We could be live across. Well, we are live.
Across the world.
Yeah. But there we go.
Ah, brilliant.
Sorry.
It's atmosphere. It shows that we're in somebody's house, though.
In Drawsden.
In Drawsden.
Right, carry on.
Oh, have I got, look at this. I've got cake and custard.
Oh, my God.
It's
cake
worth the
and
noise
custard.
In the background.
No, I don't want to eat ever again.
Really?
It's just a bit burnt.
What is the cake or the custard?
Both.
I nearly said mustard. While it cools down a bit, we've got a message from Claire Porter.
Hello, Claire Porter.
How is Claire? How is Claire?
She's shouting back at her device now. Hi, Vet and Glenn and Carl and the mothers, Will in the cupboard and Mary Watson, the various dogs and anyone else I missed. Lol.
Oh.
I'm a cheesy baller, Claire from Preston in Lancashire. I've never emailed before and I saw your post on Twitter, so I'm dropping by to say hi. I absolutely love your podcast. Don't ever stop doing it because it always cheers me up and never fails to make me smile and maybe pee a little from laughing. I'm not even sure I have any favourite bits. What's a personal thing to say?
Oh, you will.
I just love it all so much. Anyway, always think I wish there was one every single week, but then I think it would probably wouldn't be quite the same. But you could record podcast short, she says, during the long, long, long month we have to wait for the next one to keep us going. Anyway, shutting up, desperately waiting for the next podcast, seriously. Claire's basically emailed in to say we're not doing enough.
Yes.
It would seem.
Well, we did have it, like I say, we did have a little bit of a rest, didn't we?
Because we did have a rest.
You know. Sorry, did you just make a wheeze? Did you just fart? What was that noise? Was that Glenn. Fart? Or what was it? Oh, was it?
Anyway, Glenn, I think you've done plenty.
Have you done your first record?
Yes.
Yes.
What was yours?
What was yours?
What was his name? It was on the rebound. No, it wasn't on.
Was that the record label?
But that was the record. It wasn't. I didn't get.
Oh, it was called on the rebound.
On the rebound.
Was it Duane Eddy or something?
No,
like
that? No, he played the piano. Do you?
Bobby Crush.
Frank Sinatra.
Richard Clayderman.
Whatever that. Well.
No.
Les Dawson.
He had a missing finger.
He had a missing what?
Finger.
Did he?
Bobby Crush.
That's the guy. Dave Allen.
Dave Allen. You're right, you were right. You nearly drowned in your wine there.
Google. Ask Google and he'll tell you. What's the matter?
It's a wig.
My own.
It's what?
It's the way she said it.
Oh my God, anyway, you know.
My buzzer was going furiously there when we were guessing.
Oh, but he had half a finger. Oh, that famous man.
Is that what you did later?
Good-looking tall man, half a finger.
Yeah. He got to you as well, did he, Mum?
Ross,
somebody. No.
I know. Was it Mrs. Mills?
No. Ross at Conway.
Agnes, your first record was?
Well, I didn't have a record player, so we're not used to me buying records.
Sorry, what did you say then? It's me.
She said, I didn't have a gramophone player, so there was absolutely no use in me buying any gramophone records.
The only thing. We did. I was in hospital at the time, and we used to put together and buy records. We'd save up and buy. You know.
So you used to save up and buy records for each other, but you couldn't play them.
Guy Mitchell and Johnny Ray.
Right.
I'm full.
Guy Mitchell. Very popular then. Well, just to complicate things even further, James Rendell's been in touch. He says, hi, everyone.
Hello, James.
If you were castaways on a desert island as a certain radio show, what music, books and luxury items would you have with you?
Music books?
Music books. Yeah.
Will you read it properly, Glenneth?
I'm trying to eat custard and cake at the same time.
For goodness sake. What music? Well, I'll answer for Carl. Mm. Elvis, and more Elvis.
Book about Elvis, music about Elvis and Elvis.
Yeah, listen to these two chatting away again, off mic. For frig's sake.
They're doing this look like they've got naughty school children caught by the teacher.
Don't laugh too hard, you'll wee. Oh, you've already done it. You've already pissed your pants again. Oh, what? Sorry?
Your luxury item on a desert island would be?
Oh, a huge vibrator. Oh. Enormous.
Gigantinormous.
You'd keep me busy for a week and a half.
But it has to be solar powered, wouldn't it?
Just like me. Solar powered. At night time, it would go, well, nothing would happen, really. Oh, God.
What about you, Angela? Luxury item on a desert island?
Ditto. No. I had
Agnes?
On a little generator.
Can you imagine the noise amongst the... you wouldn't want to be found.
I want to be seen on another time.
We're here.
Leave us alone.
I'm enjoying it. I'm not eating it.
I won't even bother asking you. My luxury item, if it was on a desert island, would be a raft to get off it. Thank you, James. Orla Redmond in County Wexford, Ireland.
Oh, Orla, lovely name.
Orla, it's yourself, so it is. Hi, gang. I've been banned from listening to the podcast in the car when my 15-year-old son Connor is in the car for the following reasons.
It's rude!
Yeah, I joined in with yourselves as you shouted at Angela to answer the phone. I shouted, hello, hen, when Agnes answered her phone. I joined in and shouted Sandra Fricker's theme tune also. I usually do these things when I'm alone in the car on the commute to work. I forgot Connor was in with me one day. Needless to say, I was told to once again to stop being so embarrassing.
Oh, brilliant.
I thought that was a mother's job. Anyway, love the podcast, says Orla Redmond. In County Wexford in Ireland.
Oh, lovely. Thank you, Orla. Oh, God.
That's a great message. What's that? Peter Balsamino.
Peter, yes. Ooh. How are you, Peter?
Do you know him?
I know Peter.
Do you know him intimately?
Well, I haven't had sex with him.
No, I didn't mean like that. I mean, you know, very well, is it? Well, yes, I suppose intimately could mean having sex with someone.
It would mean inserting something into somebody.
Ah.
No. Oh. No, we haven't.
So okay. You don't know him that well, then?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Hi there, Carl, Glenn, Mums, Mary, Will, Dogs and everyone else that happens to be about. After being an avid fan of Yvette and Carl for years, yes, I'm old enough to remember the proposal on City Hospital.
Oh, bless.
I thought it was about time I wrote in and contributed to the podcast.
Oh, lovely.
The wife and I have just enjoyed your most recent episode on our way to Tuscany in the car. I have to say, giggling on the wrong side
of the road
was a minor concern. Also wanted to add one of the change your name list. I used to work for a large supermarket chain that rhymes with best clothes. One of the managers there at the time was called Dick on Head.
No! You're changing your name. Dick on Head.
And honest to God, we weren't even permitted to call him by his full name on the customer tannoy system.
But why wouldn't you change your name? Seriously. Seriously. If he wasn't allowed... If they're not allowed...
Fanny on Head.
No, but if you weren't allowed to say on the tannoy, Dick on Head... You, why?
It's how you say it, though, isn't it?
Well, how do you say it that's different?
You'd say, calling Richard Dickhead.
No, it's Dickon, though. That's Dickon, his name, Dickon.
Dickon Head.
Can you just say it quickly, like...
Oh, Dickon Head.
Like Mr.
His surname is On Head.
No, it's Dickon is his first
Dickon
name.
Head.
Wow.
What's his first name? Dickon Head. Well, show me Dickon Head. Dickenhead.
What's wrong with
Dickenhead?
It?
Dickenhead.
He says, Dickenhead. I've got to go. Keep up the good work. Loving the podcast. Look forward to seeing you at an event as well soon. Peter and Carly.
Oh,
good,
nice.
Good to hear from you, Peter.
Carol Shortall says...
your name!
Carol Shortall! My... Hi, cheesy ballers. I thought you'd love that. Would like this little gem for one of your podcasts. Myself and a group of male and females went to a pub quiz and we called our team Wayne Kerr and the Masturbators.
Yay!
Hearing the quizmaster say our name out loud all evening had everyone in hysterics.
Yeah.
Keep up with your hilarious banter on the podcast. I think you should change your next pub quiz name to Dick and Head.
I think we will, the Dick and Heads.
Do you like your custard?
Dick and
Heads. Because I've been reading all these out. I can't eat this. Oh! Hey, the lights went then.
Did you see that?
What? Oh, don't tell me the bulb's going to go.
No.
No, we already... That's fine.
What were we going to say?
Nothing.
Something rude.
I was going to say something very inappropriate. I just thought for anyone listening, they might turn off straight away if I carried on.
Yes, behave yourself.
What did he see?
No, I didn't see anything. Did the lights...
The lights dimmed.
Oh, no. I've got a brain tumour.
Oh, no. We've all got it then. Graham Lawrence says, hi, Yvette and Glenn. We were in Bristol yesterday and drove past a BMW garage, which reminded me of you lot straight away.
Why?
It's called Dick Lovett. Love the podcast.
Fantastic.
He's from Dawlish in Devon. I actually once bought a car from Dick Lovett.
Really?
Yeah, they've got a few branches down south. Hey. Yeah.
Dick Lovett.
I actually did purposely remove the dealership sticker off the back window.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
If you're cruising.
Exactly. No. You're changing name.
You would.
Outrageous.
Not plaster it all over a car dealership.
No.
Several of them. Liam Woodhouse says, naughty shop name in his subject heading. Hi, Yvette, Glenn and the gang. After hearing episode 23, it reminded me of a shop I used to drive past regularly in Rotherham when I worked there. It's a fishing tackle shop called Master Baits. It was brilliant.
Oh, my God.
Lisa Rose says, hi, Yvette and Glenn.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello, Lisa. Do you remember a few podcasts ago the debate on how to pronounce Adidas? Well,
yes.
I can confirm it actually is pronounced as Adidas.
What? Am I right then?
And not.
No, you.
Oh, yes.
And not Adidas. It's named after Adi Dassler, the founder. I have listed a few more below to keep you entertained. IKEA. If you follow the Swedes, it's IKEA.
IKEA.
Should we all say that together? 1, 2, 3.
IKEA.
Not IKEA.
Oh, IKEA.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're American. I'm going to say IKEA.
IKEA. The word is made up of the initials of the founder's name and the village he grew up in. Does Nike rhyme with like? Apparently not. Chairman Philip Knight confirmed the pronunciation in 2014 was, in fact, Nike, after the Greek goddess of victory.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
There you go.
And if you're after a pint of Hoegaarden, hailing from the Flemish region of Belgium, make sure to ask for a Hoegaarden. Anything else would sound daft.
Okay, wow. Thank
Keep
you very
the podcast
much for that.
Coming. That's great. Oh, we learned something there.
Like
I did
that.
Work with a man when I used to work for Norman and Dorban, who were the company who actually designed and built the BBC building at Wood Lane.
Oh, really?
The horseshoe building.
The horseshoe building. It was supposed to be a question mark, you know, but they only built the horseshoe bit. And he was his name was Derek Belcher.
Oh, yes.
But he used to tell everyone after a while that it was Belcher.
Belcher.
Oh, this is very bouquet bucket
yeah.
thing,
it is.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Love
yes.
it. Keeping up yep. appearances. Martin Hewitt says, thank you in his subject. I know you get emails saying how good the show is and saying it's enjoyable, but this one isn't. No.
I thought he was going to was off. Let's complain.
But thought I'd just email and say thank you. It's clear this podcast costs you time and effort and money, and it's always appreciated by many. Your podcast is different and enjoyable because it's real. Lately, been using your podcast to help me relax at night time after an evening shift at work.
That's
hope
nice.
Keep going. Martin in Manchester.
Yeah.
So Mark Justin Ford says,
hello.
You've got
hello.
Any old shit hello. Question here. In episode 22, you offered one unlucky listener any old shit if they gave you their address. How about flip reversing it and release a postal address so we can send you any old shit? What do you reckon sent from the private office of Sir Mark Justin Ford? Do you know, for that reason, I looked into us getting a P.O. box.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, but it's also about 600 quid a year.
Is it really?
So I thought, no, that's not going to happen.
No, we don't have any money on this podcast.
Something like that.
What we need is a sponsor on our podcast.
We do need a sponsor.
We need you to stand on the corner for a couple of years.
Ooh, no, well, I'd be dead by the time I got 5p.
Where were we? Oh, yeah, should we try Rachel? She was the one who wrote in originally.
Oh,
should we try her again and see what happens?
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh my god. Oh my god. I bet I actually thought you're my friend Fiona. I'm like, she's at the wind up.
So you listen to your answering machine
oh
message
god.
Then.
Thank you so much for calling us back.
Oh, not at all. What were you doing when we phoned?
Oh, I was watching On the Way is Essex.
Is that still going? Obviously it is.
Nothing else on the telly. Nothing worth watching.
No, it's quite bad tonight.
Oh, is it? Are these new episodes or repeats?
Oh, they were. It was on Sunday, so we're just catching up.
Oh, I see. Christ, it's still going on. A bit like Most Altered, just keeps going on and on.
I know,
on.
How about you guys?
I know.
No, we're all right.
We're
thanks.
All right. We're stuffing our faces. We won't need to eat for a whole week after we've left with mothers in Droylsden.
I have pickled eggs.
Oh my god, are the mothers there too? Hi guys.
Oh yes.
Hello.
Aww.
Oh my god, I can't actually believe that he's a phoning.
I can't believe you hung up on Yvette Fielding.
Oh my god, I know. I'm like, she's drunk or something. I'm just hanging up.
Now then, I was thinking, shall we phone up Nicola?
Oh my god, yes, phone Nicola.
Right, because it was your idea, because we did phone her and we left a message on her answer phone.
I know, that's why. That's because she texts me and she's like,
right.
I just get a really weird voicemail and it sounded like Glenn. I'm like, oh my god, it was.
All right.
It wasn't Glenn, it was me.
It was Yvette's.
Yeah.
Right, what we're going to try, we'll see if it works. We're going to try and conference call you both first. So what we're going to do, we're going to keep quiet and then you speak to her and tell her that you've just had a conversation with her. And we'll leap in when we think the moment's right. That's the plan.
Right, okay.
That's the plan. Here we go. It'll go quiet whilst we ring her. Hang on. Right. I'm going to merge the messages.
Hello? Oh my god, Nicola, I bet Glenn just phoned. They said they were going to phone you. Are you phoning me for a private number? Oh, I don't know. Must
right, okay, well, you better go off the phone then. Go off the phone, go off the phone.
No, wait, you have to wait.
Why? All right now?
Why? Because it was pure, oh my god, I can't even believe they just phoned. I can't believe I actually spoke to them.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it.
It's like a dream.
I tell you, I think we're on Stony Bridge and it's all dreaming.
Oh my God.
I can't understand a bloody word you're saying when you speak really quickly. It's a bit like Agnes here.
Whereabouts are you both from?
Glasgow.
I love Glasgow. I was on a train going to Glasgow, and I sat opposite these two amazing people, a couple.
Is it Rachel and Nicola?
It was Rachel and Nicola. And they had a bottle of wine between the two of them. They drank it all, and the accent was really quite strong at the beginning of the bottle of wine, and then towards the end, I just couldn't understand a damn word they were saying.
They can't have been true Glaswegians, because it would have been a can of Tennent's super strength if it was.
That's true. So, ladies, are you very, very close sisters?
Yeah, we speak almost every day.
Oh, that's good.
That's lovely.
I've not spoken to my brother for about 10 years.
And we were texting each other when we realised that you'd left us voicemails. We were texting each other going, oh my God, I can't believe Yvette and Glenn have just phoned us and we've just missed the call and we were waiting.
Ah, well, there you go. We're here now. So do you both live close to each other?
Quite close. Yeah.
And do you go out and embarrass each other? Do you go out on evenings out and get a bit drunk and leery?
No. I hate going out.
Do you? Are you a bit like my mother?
We're not big drinkers.
My mother refuses to go out. She won't go out, will you, Mummy?
No.
Pretty assertive answer that.
I'd rather be in my pyjamas.
Yes.
Pyjamas and a hot water bottle.
Yes, you see, it's not just me. I love that. What's your hot water bottle called? Because my hot water bottle is actually got a name emblazoned on it called Cassandra.
Has it?
Yeah.
So nice. What's it called?
Cassandra.
Mine's a lion and it's called Rory.
Well, there you go, see?
Rory.
You've been going having hot, sweaty nights with Rory, eh? Kicking Rory out of bed, I kick Cassandra out of bed. Stop it.
Right.
Have you got any questions to ask us before we go?
Yeah, Yvette, did you have a nice birthday?
Oh, that's so nice.
Oh,
of you. Thank you very, very much. I did. Do you know we were in Greece? Me and the hubby.
Oh,
and it was so lovely because I swam in the sea and I ate what I wanted to eat and I got a little bit tipsy. In fact, we've got video footage that we can share with you online on the podcast. And I actually, Miss Tarpley joined us very briefly.
She kept that quiet.
Listen to them both. Oh, hey, hey.
Miss Tarpley,
Miss Tarpley was there. Should do a Scottish Miss Tarpley out. That'd be quite funny.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. So, yes, to answer your question, I had a lovely, lovely birthday. Do you know, it's been lovely talking to you both. Mind you, I've been doing most of the talking and you've been doing the listening.
Thank you so much for phoning us back after.
Yeah, thank you.
So if ever we come to Scotland and do a podcast, will you come along?
Yeah. Oh, of course. Absolutely. Front and centre.
Can we do it from your place?
Sorry?
Can we do it from your front room?
Of course. Come up. I'll
what about the podcast?
I've got a big living room in the knee. We can go to
Rachel. Listen, will you have some sweetheart stout there as well?
That's Glenn's mum, by the way.
Yeah,
that's
no idea what she's saying there.
I didn't know what she was saying there.
What's a sweetheart?
I don't know what a sweetheart is.
It's stout and it's called sweetheart stout. My mother used to love it.
Oh,
and
wow.
I just wonder if they still had it up in Scotland.
Do you still get it up in Scotland?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I don't know. Need to ask mum, I think.
That's what their mother, she said.
Oh, my God.
These
accents are so thick.
Have you noticed that when one Scottish accent speaks to another one, they get thicker and thicker and thicker, the accents?
Yeah. I know. We're trying to speak. This is our posh voices.
Oh, really?
And this is ours, to be fair.
Do it so that you two have a conversation between the two. Just talk about what you've done today, but in really, really broad Glaswegian. Go for it.
Right, so first I took the went to school and then went to Tamplank, got the doctors, and then I went to B&M and picked up some stuff, and then I took Oscar to nursery, and then I sat and watched Scandal for a wee while, and then I went and picked up the went to school and done his homework then. What did you do?
Oh my god.
You know what happened this morning? My straightener's broke and I went out and I bought a new pair, and then see when I get home I plugged the other old straighteners in, and guess what? They were bloody working. Can you imagine it?
vegan.
Well, you may as well be speaking in Spanish.
Yeah. Him. I like the him. Him.
Did you understand the word of that?
I've got the home bit and the straighteners.
Straighteners.
I thought the straighteners broke.
Yeah. That was it.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand anything. Well, it's been lovely talking to you both, and we hope to meet you in person.
It's been lovely talking to you guys.
Aww. Right back at you.
Right back at you. Well, we'll come to your front room. Make sure that your toilets are clean.
I'll come in your front room.
And Carl will come in your front room. And it'll be
under
fine.
The door.
Under the door. All right, lots of love to you both.
Lots of love to you guys.
Cheery bye then now.
Bye.
There you go.
Will you stop doing
couple
that?
Couple of happy customers there.
Stop it.
And now the moment you've all been waiting
and
for.
What? Can we have a fanfare?
Yes. There it is.
I love it how you do that. He just clenches his buttocks and
out it goes. Yeah. I'm too busy talking to eat all the custard. Do you want to have it?
No, I don't.
By the way,
I made it especially for you.
It's delicious. So
the sunken cherry was lovely.
The sunken cherry, yeah.
I need more wine.
Anyway, it's the moment you've all been waiting for.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Ben.
We've had more correspondence from Cosmic Cyril.
Oh yeah!
We need a little sound.
We do.
Something cosmic.
All right, I'll edit it in now.
Now.
Angela's doing the Star Trek theme from the
60s. What
is that? Just sat on something.
Cosmic. What's cosmic? I liked it. Let's do that bit again. And action.
We've got some correspondence from Cosmic Cyril. The effect she has on Angela.
Good grief.
Amazing. Hey!
Every dog in the neighbourhood in Broadleston is barking now.
He says, "Dear Glenn, Yvette and Carl and everyone, since reading out my personal forecasts on Podcast 23, my psychic pigeon, Eric, has been tapping out messages from the dead wife on the old speak and spell. Whilst much of what she said has been centred around her being thrown out over her 70s skipsy twerkers due to a minor vajazzling incident and some wire wool, she has still made time for predictions for you all, including Angela and Agnes. From her cryogenically frozen state in an old 1970s Kelvinator fridge freezer I have in the shed, here are her chillingly accurate forecasts.
Ooh, spooky music now.
Angela. Although your social calendar may seem empty at the moment, you should reuse that invitation from the Droylsden Doggers to appear as their mascot. Unless you want your car looking like a blasterer's radio, then stay well away. While you may be disappointed at this advice, remember vaginas drop with age, and although you may have trodden in yours more than Dr. Foster did with that wretched puddle, there's no point in flaunting a trip hazard at an alfresco sex function. Your lucky bacteria this month is Streptococcus, and your lucky ointment is Vagisil.
Yeah.
Agnes.
Yes.
While that charming Scottish brogue may be a hit with menfolk, you must stop pretending to be Jeanette Cranky, even for a laugh. You don't want to end up swinging in the Cairngorms or the Trossachs, and certainly not with the onset of age-related furniture disease, where your chest can suddenly fall into your drawers, dear Cairn. Lucky Scott, Andy Stewart, and your lucky cleaning product is Jay's Fluid.
Oh, very nice.
Yvette.
Oh, lovely.
Even though you enjoy a fright and a poke around dark and drafty passages in spooky houses, watch out for the crafty spirits who tries to put the willies up you.
Ooh.
While this might seem unnecessary advice to an old pro like you, learn from past experience. Don't be intrigued by a couple of old ghoulies. While an encounter with a spirit who has a wooden leg may seem amorous, don't be tempted to hop on for a spell. Ouch! Your lucky soup this month is cock-a-leaky, and your lucky pizza is a 12-inch meat feast.
Oh, nice.
Lucky woman.
Carl, beware the autumn fingers of October as they envelop your aura and slip into every orifice. Oh. While last month you struggled repairing that blow-up ladyboy with a tube of Uhu and a Nicorette patch. This month should see better results with a pair of old marigolds, gorilla tape and a bicycle pump. Remember to keep an eye on that grumbling hemorrhoid, as in the past, it's been aggravated by the wooden rolling pin.
She has.
Your lucky sports injury this month is jogger's nipple. And your lucky music to cream your piles to is Demis Roussos.
Yes. He knows me so well.
How do you pronounce it?
Demis Roussos.
You mean
Demis Roussos. Demis Roussos. I can't even say it anymore. No, hang on. You say creme de menthe.
Demis Roussos.
Demis Roussos. Roussos. I can't say he's an artist I've ever had to introduce on a pop music station. Demis Roussos. What is it? Demis?
Demis.
Demis. It is Demis.
Demis Roussos. Grumbling hemorrhoid. I like that.
And for me, Glenn.
Yes, Glenn.
While last month I warned you about tinkering with that dodgy old tranny, it seems that you've recently been throwing your cash at some flashy TV. Will you ever learn? Gardening and being green-fingered is a worthy pastime this month, but beware of an intrusive neighbour who offers to shove a couple of creepers up your trellis. If someone offers you a Reliant Robin with a customised 3.2-litre Cosworth engine for the bargain price of £75, buy it. It's mine. Your lucky harpist is Mary O'Hara. And your lucky pin-up girl is Hilda Baker. Yeah. Until next time, Cosmic Cyril.
Yay! There you go. Noise. Expense spared on this podcast.
Expecting Ed Wood to come through.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shall we phone Bernard?
Oh, yes.
Let's give him a ring and see what he's been
up
to.
I need more wine.
You get some wine whilst we give him a ring.
I've not spoken to him for so long.
Hello?
Bernard!
Hello, you lot.
We've missed you. What's been going on?
I've been on my jollies. Well, not all the time, but that's why I missed me on a couple of occasions.
Where did you go? What have you done? Did you go? Did you straddle a banana on the sea?
It's not a nice thing to say about your wife.
we ended up going on a cruise in the event. So,
Did you go on the expensive cruise?
Yeah.
I can hear the tune now.
By the time I'm 55 or 60, I should have paid it off. You know, it's one of those.
Have you got that song going around your head now? Love. All together now. Exciting and new. Step aboard. It floats back to you. The love boat.
La 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 la. So, Bernard, come on, tell us about your trip, your cruise.
Did you do any swinging?
Nervous laugh.
I don't know, Mr.
Spartan. It was all right. It was hot. That was the main thing.
Oh,
it was.
Oh.
And the drinks were included.
Oh, well, you can't go wrong there. Cocktails?
No. It was good, yeah. Yeah, a long time ago, though, now.
Well, will you
that's what I was thinking.
Will you tell us about it, then?
Well, not a lot to say, really.
Where did you bloody go, you dumb bugger?
Hold on, Ben.
Very nice. Lots of places we stopped off at. Great.
Start again. I can't hear you. Where did you go?
We went around the bottom of Spain.
Bottom of Spain? Do you know, he really knows how to...
It's not long ago now. I can't even remember. We started off in Malaga.
Nice.
Went to Ibiza. Went to Mallorca. Went to Barcelona. Yeah, really nice.
And did you go nightclubbing?
Well, not really, because the ball sets off at 7 o'clock. So you're in Ibiza and everybody is asleep. All the shops are shut and everybody's thinking, this is not really Ibiza, is it? And then just as like it was livening up, get back on the boat, we're off. You're thinking, what's that all about?
Oh, and did you have any sort of...
sex?
No, yes. Did you have any...
I'm ready what's coming next.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Were there any funny... Were there any funny stories? I missed that. I missed it.
You'll get it when you listen back.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Poor Bernard. Oh, trying to talk to... So were there any funny stories, Bernard, while you're on this trip?
Not really, no.
Jesus Christ.
It was a very average holiday.
How much did you pay for it?
A flipping fortune.
He's paid a flipping fortune and he's got nothing to say about it.
An average holiday.
I know. Did you get your end away?
Oh, how do I answer that?
Well, you just either say yes or no.
I'll tell you what, the captain parked it neatly every night.
Oi, good lad.
The captain parked at his knees every night.
Parked it neatly.
Oh, what does that mean?
It's a bad line.
He had sex every night.
Oh, what, every night, Bernard?
Who with?
The captain.
I've backed myself to the right dark corner here, haven't I?
Pam and her five sisters.
And did you meet the captain?
Yeah, he was quite nice, actually. Yeah, he was he was from Nottingham. Living in the south of France, so it must pay well, captaining ships.
I know. Oh, yeah. Did he keep his uniform on?
Did he keep his hat on?
Did he weigh his anchor?
Did you say anchor?
Do you have sex? No, just an anchor.
Oh, my God.
I'm sat here in the privacy of my own living room blushing. What's going on?
Oh, bless. So what else have you been up to?
Well, I suppose the biggest disaster is my phone died.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
I know. I tell you what, I'm one of the first people to slag people off of being so attached to the phones. And when mine died, I freaked.
Lost it,
thinking, God, what do I do? Oh. And then you're on the internet, or you press this button and press that button together and press this and that and that. And nothing, absolutely nothing. I was absolutely, oh, my God, what do I do? What do I do? I can't function.
Did you lose all your videos?
That was the biggest problem. Yeah, and all my apps. So my Fitbit one, all gone.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Oh,
it's absolutely disastrous.
Disastrous.
Contacts. Do you have... You now, Glenn.
What?
Lost all my contacts.
Oh, no.
I know, all three of them. Devastated.
So, do you have pornographic movies on your phone?
Only on the SD card.
Oh, I see. So you have... Do you think most men have a bit of porn on the phone?
Yeah, well, that's why we have the fingerprints thing to block the Y scene, you see.
Oh, I see.
Is that right? Is that what it's for?
Yeah.
I see. How interesting.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, yeah. I am only joking, by the way, because my wife does listen to this.
I know,
back,
you could
so,
hear his brain going, yeah, I'm just going to put that one in there.
I can actually hear
I know now she'll be checking my bloody phone, though.
Yeah, I know.
Well, once again, Bernard, it's been a brief yet pleasurable experience.
It's not been bad, has it?
No, we love you.
Yeah, well, I'm going back to watching Mock the Week now.
Oh, all right, then. And I think we should have a little podcast Christmas get-together where you should actually come live. Not come live, but come live on the podcast, Bernard.
That sounds a bloody good idea.
Yes, that'd be great.
We should definitely do that. We shall organise that, then, to see your gorgeous face and your Fitbit. I'd like to see the Fitbit.
You're going to be sorely disappointed.
Make sure you clean it.
Yeah. All right then, gorgeous.
Okay, enjoy the rest of the podcast.
All right, bye.
See you later, bye.
Thanks for coming.
Yay. Put the fork down.
I was just thinking, on a ship.
Yes.
Because you know you have obviously anchors and still bigger. Is it, there must be one person who's in charge of the anchor. So is he the anchor chief? That's a Glen joke.
That is a Glen joke.
It's really,
a better than Glen joke.
That's a better than Glen.
Oh, yeah. It's not difficult, is it?
That was very good, that
car. Oh, dear. And now we are all awaiting the arrival of Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll.
Yes.
Yeah, is that what the noise was?
I think
there?
It was a little bit of that, yeah.
Okay, well, let's see them arrive now then, shall we?
Oh, my word. I think, do they have their theme tune? I think they should have their theme tune.
Yes, we can play that for you.
I think we need it in right now.
Here it comes.
Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll running away from Bruce Forsyth and his wood, careering through endless dark tunnels and corridors. The fearless duo find themselves deep in the dungeons. All of a sudden, they hear an odd sound.
What's that, Miss Tarpley? It sounds that someone is very unhappy. Perhaps they are being tortured. Perhaps they are about good eye. Oh,
I don't... Think so, Dr. Driscoll. It's coming from over here. Look, there's an orange... boom! Staring at us through some bars.
I'm no baboon. I'm the very famous, well-loved expert in antiques and dead things, David Dickinson. You have to help me.
Oh, do it! How splendid! I've been following you all for years. Of course, we'll get you out.
We will not. Let's leave him here. His career's dead. Thank you. No point. We should leave him here to die.
Dr. Driscoll, that's a... Boiling.
No, it's a brightling. If you save me, if you save me, you can have it.
Will Dr. Driscoll and Miss Tarpley save David Dickinson? Will Dr. Driscoll get a brightling? Find out next time on Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll Ride Again. Yay!
I love that.
I can't help myself. Oh, my word.
Oh, some homework there next time. Write the next book. Follow that up.
Oh, you can keep that.
Oh, I'll keep that. Just
I'll go back over there now.
Oh, dear. Thank you very much.
Oh, my word. I'm crying. I'm crying.
Oh. But do you know what? We never open up the fingers.
Oh, do you know what? I think we should have due a finger.
Well, you're overdue a finger.
I never had a finger in Greece, did I?
You did.
Did I? Can I just say, I've got this book to do with Change Your Name.
Yes.
Now, it's called Potty Fartwell and Knob.
That's a great book name.
And I think Mum and Agnes, Angela and Agnes, should read a page each. So you need your spectacles. Of these are genuinely real names. Genuinely? These are genuine real names that go back hundreds of years through time. And they're all official, and I think you should read. So, Mum, you read this page.
Yes.
And Agnes, you read this one.
At the same time?
No, not at the same time.
Who right, started me first, right? Henry Loveday Coxcox.
Who are these people, by the way?
Well, he was born NP.
Right.
In Gloucestershire in 1821. That was from the Hackney London 1871 census. Ophelia Cox. She was born in Oxfordshire in 1800.
What was she called?
Ophelia Cox.
She can if she wants.
Oh. Bellend Coquella. She was female, by the way, and she was born in Ireland. Oh. Adora Dick. Adora Dick. She married Simon Dick. Anyway, Dick Dick, that's the next one. Dick Dick. Dick Dick. And then there's Effing Dick. Effing, look, Effing. Effing Dick. God. Hugh Dick. Not huge. Hugh Dick. Well, what's wrong with Hugh Dick?
Hugh Dick.
Oh, you Dick. A little dick. Aw. Oh, shame.
I'm going to choke on the finger in.
I started choking just then.
Thomas Hardy Dick. It's all right.
Hardy
Dick. William Hardy Dick. Will Hardy Dick. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that, eh?
It's hard.
Hardy, yeah. Well, it's hard, but not hardy. Anyway. Anne Dickcock. Anne Dickcock. Dickcock. There's another one, Andy Cock. Willie Manhood Dickerson. Willie Manhood Dickerson. Odd Dicks. Odd Dicks.
I thought it said old.
No, odd dicks.
Don't know glasses on.
What's wrong with Benjamin Dickus? Yeah. Benjamin Dickus. What's wrong with Benjamin Dickus?
Don't know.
Well, he married Daventry. No, he married in Daventry. I thought you'd change your name if you were called Daventry. That's it.
Right then, Agnes.
Right, oh God. No then.
Next page.
Alice Ada Cock.
There's a lot of cocks.
Born Wapping, London in 1846 in Covent Garden. Dick Willycock. He was born in Plymouth and Devon in 1853. Everard Cock.
Oh my god!
Born in Wales and Somerset in 1890.
Everard.
Like this one. Faithful Cock.
No!
You're changing name.
Married St. Columba, a Major Cornwall. In January in 1708. George Alfred Pink Cock. Born in Shoreditch, London in 1852. Okay. Lovely Cock.
Brilliant.
Female.
Female.
Born in Cornwall, 1781. Right.
Fancy. Tiny cock.
Tiny cock.
Isn't it interesting you don't see a park bench in memory of any of these people?
No. Listen, Pembroke, 1861. William Curling Cock.
Curling Cock. Oh, my God.
And Dover Kent, 1861.
You'd see a doctor.
You would? Very painful.
Rose Cockhead.
Oh, no.
Born in Blackdon, Oxfordshire, Frederick Seymour Cox.
I don't get that.
Seymour Cox.
Oh, Seymour, oh, got right, it, Seymour. Yeah.
Born in Darlington and Durham, 1882, yeah.
That's great.
Mm.
While we're on the subject, just very quickly, cock. Me and my mum were. Where were we?
Oh, we were in Marks and Expenses.
Marks and Expenses. And this woman walked past, and she was in all the finery, you know, that classic Cheshire wife thing. And she had a little girl with her. And she just went, "Lasagna, come on!"
Lasagna.
We couldn't believe it. Lasagna, come on!
And she seemed to do it. As we came out, as though she was doing this on purpose. Lasagna.
You wouldn't. You would change it.
Change your name.
You would.
Oh, my God.
And I think we've done. You've changed your name, haven't we?
Yeah, I think we have. It's incredible.
We certainly have.
She had passed a parcel.
Pastor Pastel. I think we should dim the lights because I think it's time now to do
a very special.
This is new because we're going to do a little séance.
Might not come through on our video camera.
No, but we should dim the lights because you can hear it. And I think that's quite good, actually.
Yes, I think that's right.
Because,
yeah.
Okay. Yes, it's okay. Yep. I'll dim.
Fine. That's good.
Perfect.
Because we've got joining us now. He's coming into the room. Do you want to just go and let him in? Do you want to go and who's coming in now? Yeah. Right.
Would you introduce him, please, Ivan?
Okay.
So hey, that's Grace.
All right. Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks very much. How are you?
Yeah.
Who do we have here?
This is. Would you just like to introduce
yourself?
No, I do know who you are, but
everybody knows who I am.
I know, but just say who.
Reg Corker, that's me.
This is Reginald Corker.
World renowned psychic.
Reg Corker.
So we're going to do a séance now.
Okay.
And the aim of this is to try and contact some dead celebrities.
Oh, what a great idea.
Some beloved celebrities. That's right. And of course, I want to get hold of Reg because he's very, very good at getting through to these people. So should we start off? I'll call out and then just feel it, Reg. Just feel it and then...
You might be doing some ghost show, but don't fucking tell me how to do a séance, right?
Okay.
We're not recording, are we?
I'm afraid so. Yeah, we are, yeah.
Love and light. Love and light.
Okay.
Now, what I need is everyone to be quiet so I can contact my spirit guide, White Spam. I need everyone to concentrate.
Come on, Reg, keep it together.
I've got it to fucking get us, you lot.
What are you feeling now, Reg?
Get off.
Well, I've got my arms down my trousers. Right. The trouble is, right, Spam? He's not very fast, that's why he was still a Spam.
Right. Okay. Well, should we try and concentrate on getting hold of somebody now?
Right.
If there's anybody here.
Would you shut the fuck up?
Would you, before we do this, do you have any advice for people who are doing ghost hunting?
Just shut the fuck up.
Oh, I'm just saying.
He's adamant, isn't he?
Yes, he's quite bossy. Any
advice? We still record.
We're recording. Yeah. We are recording now.
Love and light.
Okay.
May the spirits of goodness be with you all.
Have you got any advice for people? Perhaps they need to buy anything, or do they need to do anything before they do all this?
There's certain things, because I'm a world-renowned medium, and everyone knows who I am, and I know all the mediums. I know them all. They all come to me for advice.
Right, right.
And there's not anyone you don't see on the telly that hasn't come to me for advice as
right,
well.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Celebrities and that.
Yeah.
But I normally take... I've got my own little... merchandise going on.
Have you?
Yeah, I got a new water-based protection system that I sell to people. I use it. It's to protect me from appearing in stupid fucking haunted shows. That's why you've not seen me recently on like Channel 5 or W.
It's working.
Right, right. It is working. So, yeah.
Well, every time I get a contact through or I get an email... I know they're coming before they come, because I'm that good.
You are good. You're very, very good.
I just have a spray of me water. Yeah. I spray me water around. And then when I get the contracts through, it says, don't fucking do it. Or do it.
The contracts?
Yeah, for the shows.
Oh, I see. I think.
Are you fucking listening or what?
Now, you see, Reg, I'm quite sceptical in all of this, so I'll have you know.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't buy any of it.
You're
so
a non-believer.
I'd love to.
You're a non-believer, aren't you?
Yeah, I am a non-believer.
Let me say one thing that all fakes, all psychics say to them. What is it? To the believer, no proof is necessary. To the non-believer, go and fuck yourself.
That's the one. Right, should we start now? We need to concentrate. Yeah. I want you to just concentrate now, Reg, and see if you can get anybody through. We're after a dead famous celebrity, right. Somebody that we really love.
Shut the fuck up and let me start this.
All right, okay, go on then.
I will start recording, because
we are recording.
Will you dub over Love and Light over the swearing?
No, that's all. It's
that's
fine.
All right, live, yeah.
It's all as it was.
Right.
Oh, sniff, sorry.
Right, now.
Have you anyone in mind? Is anybody trying to reach you?
Yeah.
Relax. White Spam, are you there? Is coming through. I can only give you what I'm getting. That's all I can give you. White Spam is coming through.
Is he?
Thanks, White. I like to call him Spermy. You're right, Spermy. Love and light, love. Love and lies. It's coming through. What's he showing me? Right. He's showing me some cards. Why? He's ducking up and down. He's going up. He's going down. He's going up.
What does that mean?
Spare me. Give me more.
Yeah, we need more.
You got something about skin? Skin? Force? No, it's not skin. Force? I'm not getting it. You showing me an Australian. Brew. No, he's kicking now, He's got non shocks and everything. Brew. Not the Lee. Brew. I don't know what he's saying. Do you know anyone who kicks and punches?
Yes.
With Lee, but not the brew. I can't get anything more.
You're getting Bruce Lee.
That's it. You're getting. You're feeling it too. That's great.
So is it Bruce Lee?
I just fucking told you it's not Bruce Lee. Right. I've said it's not Bruce Lee. Stop fucking interrupting. You're not on your television show now. Well, you're in charge. Right now. Thanks, Bermie. Get in there. Oh, he's recently passed.
Right.
Bruce Foreskin, is that right? Hang on. Michael, I told you to fuck off. I tried you once before and you didn't come through with your fucking hat in the air. I gave you the chance. You fucked it up. Michael Jackson does this to me every single time. White sperm comes along and he knows. White sperm knows Michael quite
very
well.
Anyway,
go away, Michael. Bruce Force. No, it's not Skin, is it? Oh, he's taking me over. I can see everything because I'm a bit higher. I'm higher up here. You're all a bit lower. Anyway, I can see through the eyes. I can see. It's nice to see you. Nice.
How are you, Bruce? Are you happy?
I'm such a lucky Jack. I'm fading.
It's going.
That's great. Foreskin. Foreskin. I can't get him back. Why, sperm. Don't leave me, sperm. Sperm. Those. That's sperm saying something about being so much better than last week. He must speak to him a lot. What happens? I've just gone blank. It's like I can't see nothing. What happened? Did anything happen?
Yeah. That was fantastic.
I've got to go.
Yeah,
I'm convinced, by the way.
That's great. I've got to go because an accident's about to happen on the M6. And I've got to get there before, so.
Right, so you've got to go. You're only 4 foot tall and you're going to go amongst the public, so you're a...
I am a small, medium, at large.
The light's back up now.
Yeah, so good.
He is good.
Do you know him? All the mediums I've ever worked with, that's the best medium I've ever come across.
Don't you think it actually sounds... Yeah, I mean, you could see the Bruce Forsyth.
You could see the face. Yes. You could see it's like his face changed and everything.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, the chin seemed to elongate a little bit more as well, and the wrinkles around the eyes.
And it was
forward.
Lovely to hear from Bruce, wasn't it?
It was lovely.
But who was
the foreskin? I mean, he wanted to come through, didn't he? Somebody called Foreskin? Oh, didn't
I? I don't think he did. I think he got cut off in his prime.
Oh my God, I've laughed so much. I've been crying.
Oh, we should do this more often.
I think we should. Oh my God, I think we've gone well over on our time, haven't we?
Well, so much so the video camera stopped recording us.
Oh my God,
during the seance.
Hilarious.
So there we go.
Oh, well, do you know what?
I'm surprised we haven't heard any meal knocking.
Yeah, I know, we normally do. Yeah. But anyway, lots of love to you all and a fantastic evening. I can't speak properly. I'm so bunged up. I've had such a laugh. I love you all and I am a little bit half-cut. The truth be told.
Before we do go, if you're going to email us at any time, then you can do that how?
hello@anytimepodcast.co.uk. Please email us at hello@anytimepodcast.co.uk.
It must have been a brief yet pleasurable experience, hasn't it?
It certainly has.
So we'll say cheerio, shall we?
Cheerio!
on traveling this summer? Make saving at the pump part of your plans with 2x the fuel points from Harris Teeter. It's easy. Download your eVic coupon, and for every dollar you spend with your Vic card, you'll get 2 fuel points. That's up to $1 per gallon on quality fuel at participating BP and Harris Teeter fuel centers. Download your eVic coupon today and save money at the pump all summer long with eVic and Harris Teeter fuel points.
This Pride, everyone's gonna come through for LGBTQ plus youth. And you can too!
Come through!
Create a YouTube short showing how you're stepping up for Pride using the hashtag YouTubePrideChallenge.
Come through!
And show support for the Trevor Project. Come through for Pride and LGBTQ plus youth on YouTube Shorts. Visit youtube.com/pride.
Come through!
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.